With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Not all Trump supporters agree that Fed Chairman Jerome Powell should have cut interest rates this week. Here's Bob Agnew.
I actually agree with Powell on this.
Former California Congressman John Campbell says the Fed has to worry about inflation and unemployment.
And right now they don't see threats to unemployment.
Campbell tells the Salem Radio Network that as a real estate investor at heart, President Trump tends to see the upside of lower interest rates.
But if he lowers interest rates, he will hurt savers. And savers are a whole lot of his voters.
Campbell says for those living off a typical 4% drawdown of their savings, the president's sought after 1% drop in interest rates would amount to a 25% reduction in their annual income. Bob Agnew reporting.
In Baltimore, demolition crews working to remove large sections of the remaining pieces of the Francis Scott Key Bridge following its deadly collapse last year. Officials hope to finish that job and the full construction by 2028. Lebanon's president calls for the terrorist group Hezbollah to disarm and for the Israeli withdrawal from his country. More from correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Lebanese President Joseph Aoun to disarm. Aoun tells lawmakers, under the Lebanese proposal, there would be an immediate cessation of Israeli hostilities in Lebanon, including airstrikes and targeted killing, a full withdrawal of Israeli forces from southern Lebanon, and the release of Lebanese prisoners held in Israel. Lebanon, for its part, he says, would implement the withdrawal of the weapons of all armed forces, including Hezbollah, and their surrender to the Lebanese army. Aoun's comments, made during a speech during Army Day in Lebanon, comes as pressure increases from Washington to disarm Hezbollah. I'm Charles de la Desma.
President Trump plans to reestablish the presidential fitness test for American kids. It began in 1966. This is SRN News. Missouri takes on Planned Parenthood.
State Attorney General Andrew Bailey is suing the nation's largest abortion business, accusing it of spreading disinformation about the abortion pill. Bailey says, quote, the facts are clear. More than 4.5% of women who take this dangerous drug end up in the emergency room. Yet Planned Parenthood compares it to Tylenol. This is a blatant violation of Missouri law. The lawsuit seeks several $1 million in damages. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Legal groups suing the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, claiming it was unlawfully refusing to enforce federal workplace protections for transgender workers. Led by acting chair Andrea Lucas, the federal agency charged with enforcing laws against workplace discrimination has moved swiftly to comply with President Trump's executive order to get the government out of the business of promoting transgenderism. This is SRN News. Well, have you heard the one about the radioactive wasp? We're not making this up. Keith Peters has the story.
Workers at a South Carolina site that once made nuclear bomb parts have found a radioactive wasp nest. Officials say there's no danger to anyone. Employees checking radiation levels at the Savannah River site near Aiken found the nest on July 3rd. It was near tanks storing liquid nuclear waste. The nest had radiation levels 10 times above federal limits. Workers sprayed it with insect killer and disposed of it as radioactive waste. No wasps were found. Officials say the nest was likely contaminated from residual radioactivity. Keith Peters, Washington.
On Wall Street at this hour, Dow Industrials are off nearly 95 points. NASDAQ is up just slightly and S&P ahead. Right now, a fraction of a point. More details at srnnews.com.